Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio, Mart, and this is Mara. I hope all is going well for all of you today. In the background, we're listening to NAL's Be Still Thy Soul. I thank you for joining me today for this appointed time with God. I know that many of you have other things to do, and I appreciate your giving, your time and your energy and your consideration, taking a few minutes to reconnect with the one, the all that is, known by many names, whether that be God, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, the Great Spirit. Thank you. On Friday mornings, what we do is we meditate a little bit together, but we also set the stage for you to meditate during the week by talking about a passage from a book that I scribed for God. This isn't a request that you buy that book, because I'm more than willing to send you a copy. If you just send me an email that has the in re line or the subject line, uniquely me, I will send you the copy in e-format. It's virtually the same as the one I have in front of me. I mean, it's identically the same, except it's not the same size, and it doesn't have a little spiral edge. As I manifest in my life, I manifest that someday that book will be something that I can hand out the way the Gideons have handed out the Bible or the New Testament. So with that said, we go through the passages in order. There are 26 of them. I've come to know that love, which is the name I use for God, doesn't have accidents, that there are no accidents in this world, and that there's synchronicity, and there are no coincidences. There is synchronicity, and there is design. And so 26 is kind of a magic number, because with 26, one could spend 1 week on each passage twice a year. And, excuse me for coughing, we are actually coming up on the year anniversary for our show. However, we haven't been doing this for quite a year. We've been doing it since January, in the beginning very actively. For those of you who would like to find the passage that we're working on today, which is day 22 and entitled Value Yourself, you need simply go back to the month of January and at the latest February, and it will be listed there as a blog. I probably should move those up. Maybe next time we go through this, I will. The idea is to give you something that you can begin, that you can read, and that it will help you relax and breathe and move into a meditative spirit. I'm hoping those of you who have listened to this program now for nearly a year have reached a place where it takes no special room, no special music, no special environment, and you can simply take 3 deep breaths. And with those 3 deep breaths, you release everything that is going on around you, and you invite love into your life for just a few seconds or for an hour or more. Meditating for long periods like an hour or more are kind of like talking about, I guess some would consider it a dirty joke, so I'm not going to, but people say, didn't happen. You can't do it. You can't meditate for an hour or more. But you can. You can, literally. And there are people who meditate for hours on end. They're very practiced people. On some level, that is doing yoga is about. But yoga today has become an exercise, a method of learning to pull breath through your body, which is really just crucial. Pranayama. We need to breathe. We need to pull air through our body for all things, and we need to pull air through our body for meditation. But my friends, it doesn't matter if you ever, even for 1 second in your life, meditate beyond 5 seconds at a time. What matters is that you choose to take deep breaths, calm your mind, and connect with the all that is, with love. And believe that you are valuable enough for that to happen. So for the beginning, let us practice together. Let us begin the process of centering ourselves so that we can go through the meditative exercise today, and then you will have a base for the week if you choose to use it. And again, thank you for joining me. If you could get yourself in a comfortable position, and that varies for person to person. I will tell you, quite frankly, I have a nice little office, and I love going out there to meditate because I'm alone and I've got things around me like my chimes and my little Buddha and stuff. I try to have prayer rooms everywhere in my house. It interests me that the one room where I thought that I could do the radio program from with ease and with great joy, for some reason, I cannot. The switchboard does not operate, but it is truly a prayer room. It is full of the many faces of love of God that I have collected over my life. I have an office, and for whatever reason, that office is located in a spot where I get mosquitoes. And when I go in there, I'm in a new dwelling. When I go in there, I get covered with mosquito bites. And so I'm not there today. I've figured out I can do the radio program somewhere else. So I'm not in any place that I designed in my mind to meditate. But I know that my heart is here and that love is waiting no matter where I am. So once you've gotten yourself comfortable, once you begin to feel the energy of peace surrounding you, of love surrounding you, now let's begin the process of breathing together. And as you pull in your first breath, I would like for you to pull it into the mantra, I am enough. And as you exhale that first breath, I would like for you to think, I am loved. So we're going to begin the process, and I will guide you through these three breaths, and then we will do three new breaths at the end so that I'm not talking while you're breathing. And if you'll excuse me, I'm going to cough. Pardon me. Excuse me. So now, let's pull the breath up through the soles of our feet as though we have noses on the soles of our feet. Why do we visualize the breath starting there? Because it's the way to pull in a long, 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 long breath. So pulling that air, pull it up over the front of your calves, over the front of your thighs. Pull it together and align it as you feel it going up through your chakras. The whole time, allowing your mind to fill up with the idea that you are enough. I am enough. And as the air comes through the chakras, remember the healing and wonderful qualities of the chakras. At the root chakra, at the base, that's where you carry your fear. Begin releasing your fears that you have carried with you. Let them go. Let them go. Move up into the sacral chakra, the sexual chakra. You get the feeling of creativity there. That is where everything is created. Life, your dreams are imagined, your wonderful technological inventions. Everything can be created there. Feel the wonderful orange color of that zone. Move up through the next chakra, which is the solar plexus, the gut chakra, the place where you carry your healing abilities, your mending, your peacemaking qualities. Feel the yellow energy of that particular zone opening up and spreading through your body, opening up and beginning to lighten up your world as the yellow energy of healing heal yourself of physical illness, emotional illness, malaise, boredom, anger. Let it all go. And know you are enough. Continue pulling air up and you'll come to the zone of your heart. Your heart is a beautiful, green, pulsating zone of love. And I want you to imagine a beacon of love coming out through your heart. Imagine that beacon exploding out from you because you are love. Continuing with your air, I want you to pull it up through to your voice chakra. Oh, my friends, so much starts in the zone of your voice chakra. So much starts there. We sometimes don't even realize the power of our words. And once our words are out, they are there to echo in time for all time. On and on and on. I want you, as you're feeling your voice chakra, every time you take a deep breath, I want you to forgive yourself the negative words that you have released and to invite those into your life that you have affected with those words. Just visualize them coming by you and telling them you love them. Because, my friends, when we get to a place of love with all things, which I will admit I have not arrived at, there are some weeks I feel closer than others, but when we get to a place of love with all things, of recognition that we are all connected, whether it's man, plant, animal, rock, tree, we are all connected, and that we can utilize all of the energy together of each and every one of us to be all we can be. And the only being that you have control over being, all that being can be, is you. It begins with self-love and passes on to others. When we stop feeling threatened in this world and start feeling safe and loved and love ourselves, we project a peace that draws people and things to us. The next chakra is the brow, or the third eye chakra. It's the zone of creativity, of manifestation. My friends, I'm here today to tell you that if you seek, ye will find. Everything is exactly as you visualize it in your mind. It should be. You're saying, as you hear that and you're meditating and you're thinking, how so? That's taking me away from my meditative peace. Because everything isn't perfect. First of all, my friends, maybe we need to give up on the perfect vision. Because we're here to have lessons that help us grow to be all we can be. And so we invite lessons into our lives. We invite experiences. And when you want something, generally you unwant it almost immediately on wanting it. So you are manifesting the chaotic existence that you're in, and you can bring that back to peace. And now you come to the cap of your breath, and I know you've had many breaths. You come to the crown chakra. Open that up. Allow your breath to explode from your body and feel the energy, the air of your being, being transfused, lightened with the energy from love. And now you would breathe out and know you are loved, and you would pull that transfused, luminescent, loving breath back down through your chakras, driving all of the negativity that clings to you from days gone past down, down, down into the earth from whence it came. So now let us breathe 3 deep breaths together, and we will do a meditative prayer together and begin our passage. While we're doing that, we'll listen to DSL's True Self. Divine One, Master of the Universe, Creator of all things, Holy Mother, Holy Father, Love, we come before you, humble souls, seeking peace and happiness on a planet that is chaotic, fear-driven, where people feel unsafe. And in that feeling of unsafety, they forget who they are. Remind us each second of today that we are particles of you, and that what we do as an individual matters, that we as individuals matter to you, and that we are loved. The feeling of not being loved seems to permeate our world. And there's all sorts of manipulative behavior we become involved in to make sure that each and every one of us is seen and other people are not. Let us allow all to have glory. Let us seek peace and love above all else. Let us reach our right arm out and link hands to form a circle around the planet. Let's reach out our left arms to close the circle, knowing that those who come later will join. And that no one is here at this time by accident, but because there is something to be heard, something to be learned, a lesson in self-love. Let us now allow that beacon of love that we drew forth from our heart to fill up the room, to fill up the circle created by our hands, to fill up the skies, to circle the planet, and to remember that we are agents of love, and it begins with self-love. Love others as you love yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Almost a continuous life lesson in asking yourself, how would I feel if I were that person in that situation? And I thank you, love, for that reminder. I also need to remember that so often lately. How would I want to be treated? We send love to the universe. We will strive to see more in others than they are showing us as we move forward today in love. Thank you. Breathing in, exhaling. Some people exhale to the word Amen. Some people exhale to the word Om. Let us breathe in, feeling our bodies lighten with the love of God, Allah, Yahweh, known by many names. Let's blow out that loving energy, refreshing every cell in our body. Breathing in. Breathing out. And this time, as we breathe out, breathing in, let's breathe out saying Om or Amen, whichever word works for you. Om. Blessings, my friends. Blessings. Today's passage is Value Yourself. This is probably a passage that each one of us could read every day, multiple times a day, and still there would be times when we would get caught up in the chaos of life. So as we read this, I want you to know it's a reminder about how important you are to all in the world. How important each and every one of us is, that one kind act that one of us may do, or that any of us may do, can actually have a cataclysmic domino effect around the world. And at the end, bring forth wonderful, beautiful things. A single act of love has great power, my friends. But in order to do that act of love, you have to reach out beyond yourself, beyond your self-imposed narrow limits, and believe that you are enough. You are enough. So with that, let us begin reading this passage, Value Yourself. Believe in the wonder of you. You are important. Validate those around you, and in so doing, you will validate yourself. How do we do that, my friends? We treat others the way we would want to be treated if we were in their circumstance. And when we don't succeed at that simple prospect, we start over and try again. You are uniquely created, my friend, to fulfill a vision. You were hand-selected and are exactly the right person for the job. You are enough. Breathe in the wonder of that thought. I am enough. Breathe out. I am loved. Value yourself. Breathe in. Value yourself. Breathe out. I am enough. Breathe in. I am enough. Breathe out. I am love. Breathe it out. Be love. Know that you are enough. That you are love. that you have a special contribution, that you are valuable. Now be love. Be kind, be caring, be loving, be love. Now, we're going to listen to one last piece of music for the final minutes of the show. Hopefully, a soothing piece of music here. Let's try First Light with Lisa Lynn and George Tortorelli. The reminder that you are enough and are valuable. We'll listen to this music and we'll read the passage one more time, and then we will have a few seconds, perhaps a minute, of meditative silence for you to breathe in knowing, I am enough. No matter what I've done, no matter what I haven't done, no matter what needs to be done, for this minute, right now, I am enough. I am a perfect reflection of all that I have lived. I am a perfect reflection of the person that I need to be to remind others that they are loved by love. Value yourself. Believe in the wonder of you. You are important. Breathe in the wonder of that. I am important. Validate those around you, and in so doing, you will validate yourself. You are uniquely created to fulfill a vision. Wow, my friends, you're part of a plan. You have a divine mission. And you may not know which one of the myriad of acts that you engage in is the act that will ripple around the world. So you work to act in love. But even acts that are not loving may be that very act, because it may give someone else a chance to reach to be their highest self. And in so doing, give you a reminder of what it feels like. It may give you a model to see so that you can reach in the next moment to your highest self. You, my friends, are uniquely created to fulfill a vision. You were hand-selected. And you are exactly the right person for the job. Breathe in. I am the right person for the job. You are the right person wherever you are right now. Look for your highest thought. Strive for your grandest deed. Strive to love yourself and show respect for yourself by acting in love. Let go of holding on to others and changing them. Focus on you. When we all begin focusing on all that we can be, the world will sparkle and our beacons of love will illuminate. Peace isn't something we can ordain or legislate. It's something that we live And when enough of us live it, the world will know it. Namaste, my friends.